Hi, I'm Becky Burrows, and you are listening to Leadership Becomes Her, where I provide simple, strategic solutions for Christian women who lead. Now, we all have hopes and dreams for our lives, but to make that dream a reality, you have to get out of your head and roll up your sleeves. Whether your dream is marriage and family or something to do with your career or your health or the health of your finances, you have to do more than hope and dream. You have to go to work. You have to figure out what you need to do and sometimes what you need to change in order for your dreams to come true. In today's episode, I'm going to share how I took a lifelong dream of becoming an author and went to work to make it a reality. 2 years ago this month, I, along with 13 other women, wrote a collaborative book that became a number one Amazon bestseller. It took work and discipline, sacrifice, and collaboration to create a work that we could not only be proud of, but a work that would go on to help other women in significant ways. And I'm going to share how we did it. Let's dive in to today's episode. Hey, friend, are you a people-pleasing, conflict-avoiding leader? Is your secret relationship with fear affecting your leadership decisions? Do you want to learn how to build credibility and confidence or to navigate difficult conversations? Do you long to manage your time without sacrificing your family or self-care? Welcome to Leadership Becomes Her. I'm Becky Burrows, your host and a minister and life and leadership coach with over 50 years experience in leadership. Now, I firmly believe God has given you everything you need to lead well. You have the toolbox. You just need to learn how to use the tools. So get comfy or start a mindless task. You know how to pause or rewind if you need to. Let's get started. Now, I was one of those kids who just naturally did well in language arts in school. I loved reading and spelling. I enjoyed dissecting sentences and writing papers, probably because I love words. I love learning new words, how to pronounce them correctly, and what they mean. On my cell phone, amid hundreds of pictures of my grandchildren, you will find screenshots of word definitions. Now, math, that was another story. It did not come easily for me, and I learned just enough to get by. But I was a voracious reader throughout the first half of my life. When I read for pleasure, I would often fantasize about writing my own work of fiction. Fantasized about it, hoped and dreamed about it, did absolutely nothing to make it happen. College and grad school shifted me from reading for the simple pleasure of getting lost in a storyline to reading to learn my craft. But marriage and children left little time to read for pleasure, as there was always something I felt I needed to read for work. And it wasn't until I was in my 60s that the dream to write a book became a reality. And as it turned out, it wasn't a work of fiction at all, but it was work. Here's how it happened. It was during the pandemic, a time when we were all doing business online, making business connections online, learning online, and developing friendships online. And I had just completed my certification as a professional coach the year prior. And I was in a coaching program, receiving coaching, because of my firm belief that every good coach has a coach. And my coach was, and still is, April Adams Pertwee, a storytelling coach. And she decided to offer a group coaching experience, along with Lynette Pottle, a publisher who is also a publishing coach. And in this coaching experience, this group of women would learn all about the writing, editing, publishing, and promoting process of becoming authors. And I agreed to become a part of this project in August of 2021. And by April of 2022, exactly 2 years ago, our book published and instantly became a number one Amazon bestseller. And during the 8 or so months that we worked on the book, each of us first had to identify what we would write about, as we were each responsible for one chapter. And what I love about collaborative books is that each chapter stands alone. This book was collaborative in the sense that we created it together, but we were each on our own to develop our chapters. And I knew that my chapter would be about my recent experience with grieving. I wrote and I shared my writing with my accountability partners who were also in the group, and when the first draft of my chapter was done, I entrusted it to two of my close friends, and I asked each one to get out their red pens and give me any and all constructive feedback they could. And both of these friends took this task very seriously, and a couple of weeks after giving it to them, I met with each one to hear their feedback. And they told me what they liked, they pointed out when they were confused or when I wasn't being as clear as I intended, and their feedback was invaluable to me. I considered their suggestions and I made changes where I felt it was necessary, and then I sent my rough draft off to a professional editor. And she made additional suggestions. That's all they were. I could accept or reject them, but I mean, who am I to argue with someone who does this for a living? So I pretty much accepted all of her suggestions. And while each of us were doing that, our coaches were working with a graphic designer for the book cover and the interior layout. And by January of 2022, our rough drafts were complete and the book was ready to go to Amazon. They bound the book and they sent spec copies to our coaches for final approval. And once the book was ready to be published, then we learned about the promoting process. Now, this is a 12-week plus process whereby you use everything at your disposal, all of the social media platforms you use, your website if you have one, a blog if you write one, a podcast if you do one, anything available to you to promote your book that's about to be published. And we each assembled a launch team of friends who were willing to help us promote the book, because to get that coveted number one Amazon bestseller status, it is imperative that you sell the most books on the day it launches. And in April of 2022, Elevate Your Voice, a collection of courageous stories to inspire strength, perseverance, and hope, was launched. And here's the cool part. Each of these 14 women agreed to forego all royalties, instead choosing to donate them to a nonprofit called Kiva that provides microloans for women around the world starting businesses. Our book, Elevate Your Voice, ended up being the first in a trilogy. Over the next year and a half, another group of women collaborated to publish Step Into Your Brave, uplifting stories to inspire courage, strength, and growth. And then Shine Your Light, Inspiring Stories to Ignite Connection, Collaboration, and Change was published. So for the past 2 years, the royalties of these three books have raised $10,000 to fund microloans for 133 women around the world. Now, I remember initially considering if I wanted to be part of this collaborative book, but I didn't have to consider it for long. I knew that this was a test to see if I was willing to do the work to make my hopes and dreams come true. I told myself, girl, if you can't produce a chapter, you need to give up the idea of writing an entire book. And so I did. I rolled up my sleeves and I went to work. And I learned that if I am willing to do the work, I can make my hopes and dreams come true. And I did it in community. It was actually quite easy with the support of coaches and the accountability of the other women in the project. I got to learn about the writing and the publishing process without the pressure of churning out an entire book by myself. What about you? What is something you have always dreamed about? What will it take to make those hopes and dreams come true for you? Do you have to do it alone? Can you do it in collaboration, in community with others, and share the load? Hey, it worked for me. In fact, while the other women who were part of this book basked in their new title as author, checking that goal off the list of hopes and dreams, it lit a fire in my belly that I knew would not be quenched until I had written my own book. And I started the very next month on my first solo book. But I'll save that for next week. So if you want to be inspired and uplifted by courageous stories, go to Amazon and in the search engine type Lightbeamer Book Series. There you will find the trilogy, three collaborative books written by women for women. Elevate Your Voice, Shine Your Light, and Step Into Your Brave. And just know that these book sales will continue to provide microloans for women around the world. just another form of collaboration, women helping women. Hey, let's do this again next week. It is my prayer that this podcast inspired you, blessed you, or made you think. If so, please share it with a friend, subscribe, and please leave a review. Hey, I want to connect with you. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Send me a DM or email me at hello@beckyburrows.com. If you are a Christian woman who leads and you are interested in one of my leadership boot camps for women in ministry, this is a 4-week workshop, or becoming part of a Kairos cohort, year-long group coaching, send me a DM or an email for more information. We'll talk soon.